You're listening to SBS News.
Get ready for the glitter, the lights, and theatrical moments. Eurovision fever will soon sweep across Australia once again as the nation prepares to vote for its favourite artist to fly the flag abroad. Australia has already had six performers compete in the world's biggest song contest, and now it's time for a new talent to shine. Singer-songwriter Montaigne wasn't able to travel to Rotterdam this year, but she did Australia proud with Technicolor, sung remotely. The 2020 Eurovision Song Contest was cancelled, but the Netherlands was able to host it this year with a limited audience. Turning to next year's show, one of the possible Australian names unveiled this week is already familiar to Eurovision audiences. First Nations singer Isaiah Firebrace represented Australia at Eurovision in Ukraine, and now he wants another taste of the action.
I did compete for Australia in 2017, but I was a teenager back then and I feel like I've got so much to prove. And this year, it's going to be extra special because I'm actually doing a duet with a very special someone.
Firebrace plans to share the stage with the song's co-writer and another Australian performer. The 21-year-old became the first Indigenous performer to represent Australia in Eurovision, although First Nations woman Jessica Mauboy did perform at the Eurovision interval in 2014. She then officially competed in 2018 and finished in 20th place with this track. And previous Australia Decides contender Jaguar Jones is having another shot at the chance to represent Australia. She has been a vocal supporter of the Me Too movement, advocating for change in the music industry.
I'm coming back to Eurovision because big change starts with small steps. And a lot has happened.
Fijian performer and Australian Idol alumni Paulini Thiruina Vuli has hinted that her act could pay tribute to her musical origins.
My performance will be a diva moment, but the most exciting element of my song is that it'll be taking people back to my musical roots. I can't wait to do this and be on that Eurovision stage.
She compares Eurovision to the Olympics for singers and is looking forward to seeing countries and cultures unite. More than 700 songs were submitted to be included in the Australia Decides event, and this song, composed by 22-year-old Jude York, was one of the tunes selected. In 2022, this year's Eurovision winner, Italy, will host the event and it will be the 66th song contest. Australia Decides will be held next February on the Gold Coast, with the successful act to be named later that month. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.